As a journeyman lineman for the Southern California Edison Company, when I went through my apprenticeship, there used to be what we would call salt and boomer linemen. These were linemen that had been linemen for 25, 30 years. So as the foreman, every morning we'd go out to a job site and the foreman would lay out the job for that day and who was going to do what and when. And after the foreman laid out the job plan, he would turn it over to the salt. And the salt or boomer linemen would say this to all of us apprentices. One question. Do you understand all that you know? Do you understand all that you know? And I'd like to suggest to you today that there is a process that takes place between knowing something and actually understanding what you know. You see, Paul said to the Roman church in the 10th chapter of Romans, "So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." I'd like to suggest to you that there is a process that takes place between hearing the word of God and actual faith. Because the concept means this: once I hear it, do I understand what I know? It's really important to know. And the understanding of what you know, or the beginning of this process of understanding, starts with what we call a growth decision. Deciding to grow. All Christians must at some point, if they're ever going to mature, make the decision to grow.
Whether you are in the building or join us through our web broadcast, thank you for being with us today. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to another day of teaching coming from Center of Christ Ministries. We are a church with a heart for God's people. Our pastors are James and Kathy Flowers, and we're located in the city of San Bernardino at 468 West 5th Street. We offer Sunday morning education for new believers beginning at 9:30 a.m. and our Sunday services begin at 10:30 a.m. Life Application Bible Study is held 7 p.m. on Wednesday evening right here at the church, and Women's Bible Study is held 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings in the city of Ontario. We offer Kids for Christ Club for children ages 4 through 12 on Sunday mornings, where they are taught God's Word on their level. Every fourth Saturday of the month, we conduct Beyond the Walls Outreach, where we offer clothing, food, and hygiene kits for our displaced brothers and sisters in the community, and this service begins at 9 a.m. Also on fourth Saturday, we are meeting at 11:30 a.m. for Hope for a Woman's Heart Support Group. This is where women meet for a safe haven to encourage, empower, and lift each other up. Now, take a moment to grab your paper and pen to take notes, because we're going to continue our studies with Pastor James, who is teaching on the faith fight. God bless.
Let's go a little bit further. So, if you can't do that, now, I think this is where we're not quite there yet. But we want to talk now about growth decision. Because if you are caught up in any of those areas, you have to make a decision to grow. Make sense? You got to make a decision. Growth starts with a decision. Okay, so there's two. Growth then starts with I know. I know. Why do I know? Because I heard. I heard the word. So now I know the word. But just because I know the word doesn't mean I don't have to learn. Oh, I hope I'm helping. You can read a scripture and know it. You can memorize it. But you will never understand it until you actually learn it. Because memorizing don't mean you really know it. You know it cognitively, but you don't know it in your spirit. Is that making sense? So I know, I learn. That's how I know. Okay, the next step here is I apply. I know, so I'm going to learn. And the way I learn is to apply. I have to apply the concept. Y'all with me? I'm not going to ever get it to where it will work for me if I never apply the concept. So think about faith. I know I get it by hearing, but I got to learn how to use it. And the only way I can learn how to use faith is to apply it. Is that making sense? So that means I have to act. I got to act. Thank you. I got to do something. I got to do something. I got to act on what I know. Y'all with me? Okay. So now the next thing here, I know. So I got to learn. And so when I learn, then I apply. So the way I apply is I act. I act on it. I act on it. Okay, now, when I act on it, it brings me an experience. I'll stay with my experience until I act on something different. My experience will just hang with me. Because I'm acting to bring that experience into existence. Acting means I'm speaking, I'm talking, I'm doing all of the things that bring my experience to me. Make sense? So if I hear something different, I got to know that. I got to actually learn that. And to learn it means I have to apply what I hear. And to apply it means I got to act on it. And when the minute I start to act on it, it brings to me an experience. If you go back to the frame, nothing changes if you don't spend time. Nothing. Nothing changes if you don't. Because there are saints that have been saints for years, 30, 40 years, but haven't matured. Because your saintness has to do with Jesus. Your maturity has to do with you. Ooh. So you can be saved 50 years and still be baby on a pacifier. Is this making sense? If you're ever going to grow up, you got to actually act on God's word. And that act will bring you an experience. Okay. Now, I like to call it the cocoon concept. The caterpillar will never become a butterfly unless that caterpillar climbs up in a tree. Look at somebody say, hard to do. Get on a limb and start the process of putting a cocoon around themselves. And when they put that cocoon around themselves, they go into a metamorphosis, which transforms them. You need to climb up on the tree of life and put a cocoon around yourself. What that means, I'm going to stay here. I'm going to do what you say until something changes in me. In that cocoon, you're going to have an experience. And that experience is going to change your life. Ooh, I hope I'm helping. So experience comes, and that experience brings you understanding. Finally, you understand what you know. They used to ask me when I was a lineman apprentice for Southern California Edison. All of them old salts, we used to call them salts and boomer linemen. These are linemen that had been linemen for years, and they knew all this stuff. And we were just junior flips and trying to start and stuff. We thought we was all of that, and we knew all the books and all the measurements and all that kind of stuff. And we get out to the job site, and they say, son, do you understand all you know? And it was embarrassing to say no. Because they say, here, let me draw you a picture. And then everybody would laugh because you had to get a picture. Here's a picture. They draw it on a paper, water cup. They draw it on a paper cup and say, here, put it in your pocket. Go up the pole with it. What they was doing was trying to help you. Because if you got lost, you could pull out that paper cup. It would save your shirt. It would save your pants. It could save your life. Is that making sense? So you have to understand what you know. Because just because you know something don't mean you know when to apply it. How to apply it. Is that making sense, sir? It is through the cocoon experience or the cocoon process that you learn how to apply what you know. Okay, so once you get that, then you have understanding. I understand now. Okay, so then we go further. Once you have understanding, I embrace the concept. Once I understand it, I embrace it. People have said things from God's word that they never understood, and it just came out of their mouth, but it wasn't in their spirit, and they didn't really embrace what they said. Is that making sense? Because they don't really know it. They didn't really understand it. Make sense? Okay, so here we are. We have to know, I have to learn. And to learn means I have to apply. And to apply means I have to act. And then when I act, it brings me an experience. And that experience helps me so that I understand. And when I understand, I embrace. See it? Okay, and so then the next thing here is that I'm convinced. When I speak to the devil, I'm convinced. Ooh, you can't fight the devil unless you're convinced. You got to be convinced that God is faithful. Ooh, I hope I'm helping. You got to be the only way you can become convinced is to get in the cocoon. Let's go a little bit further. I become convinced, and then I can proclaim. I can proclaim. Why? Because now I have passion. Ooh, I can proclaim God's word with passion. I can proclaim it to the enemy with passion. Why can I do it with passion? Because I'm convinced. And it's from that state, it is from that place, when Mark wrote this, what Jesus said. This is what Jesus was talking about when he said this. You have to, it says, for verily I say unto you, Mark 11 and 23, it's pretty small. Verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his or her heart, but believe that those things that they say shall come to pass. They will have whatsoever they say. So the word proclaim means to speak with compassion, speak with conviction. Speak with passion and conviction. You can't just say stuff. The devil will recognize in your voice that you don't really believe it. And you can't get to the place where you can proclaim God's word unless you go through. Know, I hear. Learn, I apply. Act, I experience. Now I understand. Now I embrace. Now I'm convinced. Now I can proclaim with passion. Faith comes by hearing. And that by the word of God. Now that I heard it, now the process begins. Is that making sense? I got to go through the process. So when it comes out of my mouth, I'm convinced that God is faithful. Is that making sense, church? It, just because I can say it, because I can remember it, don't mean it's going to work for me. Just because you can remember a scripture don't mean that's going to work for you. You got to proclaim the scripture. That means you got to know it's true. Making sense, church?
Well, it seems like our time has come to an end. Thank you so much for being with us. How I enjoyed our time together. I hope this was beneficial to you. If you would like to become a member of the Center of Christ Church on the Web, or if you'd like to be one of our partners, this broadcast is being sponsored by the partners of COCM. You could go to our website, www.centerofchristministry.com. There you can find what you need to join the church or become a partner of the COCM ministry. Until next time, God bless.
Thank you for being with us today, and we hope that you gleaned something from what you heard. We're going to pick up next week, and we hope that you'll take what you learned and study that and let it really get into your heart. And just be blessed this week, and we'll see you again next week. Take care, God bless, and see you soon.